Okay, this episode is called A Reconciliation. I had a conversation with the girl I was talking about in the last episode. And, you know, at the end of the day, we ended up getting a huge argument and, end up blocking each other, which happens. But I am the kind of person to force an ultimatum. And I'm not going to waste my time... Hold on a second. I'm not going to waste my time and my money on a chick who is just trying to manipulate me. So as I'm coming into success and growth, I mean, the girl was hanging out with wealthy people, but that was also her MO, and that was also, like, all she really wanted. You know, she wanted, like, girls from Vegas or a lot of girls in general, maybe. They're in this, you know, VIP lounge, bottle service, like, you know, want to be treated like a rich celebrity, and they're so desperate to hold on to that feeling. You know, they've got to have a Gucci bag just so that they look high-end, but they fucking, you know, spent their rent money just to have it. You know, they're trying to impress some rich, powerful, you know, famous man, and, at the end of the day, it's like, what exactly do you have to offer? So, you know, in, what do you call it, retrospect, I mean, you know, a lot of these girls will be quick to just give a rich guy whatever the guy wants in exchange for what? You know, some furniture, a purse, you know, drinks at the club. So it teaches me two things. Number one, the guy with all the money, you know, has an endless supply hose. Like, you know, if $1,000 was only like a dollar to me, would I give a dollar? Would I pay a dollar to hook up with a fairly attractive girl? Yeah, I would, right? So, you know, on one hand, it's kind of like a reality check for me because, you know, I'm building wealth and I'm building success. That kind of sucks when you're being compared to, like, millionaires. On one hand, it's kind of nice to be on the same plane as these millionaires. But on the other plane, like, this chick was not going to hook up with me unless I bought her stuff. And, like, I am not about to do that because all my money is reinvesting into my business. So, you know, a girl like that, you know, they're fun and they're nice and they might even have nice hearts. But emotionally, they're wrecked. Emotionally, they're just messed up. Like, she's trying to play all these guys to have them give her shit, and then she's trying to friend zone them. And I like to play the game because I'm competitive. So I like to play the game of, like, okay, I'm not going to give you anything. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. But anyway, she moves 30 minutes out from where I'm staying, and, you know, she wanted to go out for drinks last night. And I'm quick to say, like, dude, I do not have time to drive 30 minutes to hang out with you. And you probably want me to pay for drinks just so you can talk about other rich guys that you want, that you're hoping can fucking take care of you. Like, that is not going to happen. Like, it was fun in the beginning, and it was just nice to have someone to hang out with. And, you know, she partly does have good energy on one hand, but on the other hand, all that emotional playing mind games, manipulation, like trying to find some rich dude, like, you know, it puts things into perspective. When I am that rich guy, you know, am I going to want a girl like that? And the answer is fuck no. She eats way too much fast food. She doesn't work out. Fortunately, she's staying moderately slim. Her butt is pretty nice, but it's not perfect. Could be bigger. She could use some implants in the butt. Her boobs are nice, but they're kind of saggy. Her face is cute, pretty when she tries, but, you know, that gold digger persona is such a fucking turnoff. I guess that is the equivalent of a guy being a fuckboy, right? So this is probably my karma for being a fuckboy, because the last three or four girls that I had interacted with, I probably treated them the way she treats guys, you know, so maybe that's my bad, you know, like, I ghosted the fuck out of this one girl, you know, I saw I actually did think I had feelings for her, but then it just came down to, like, too much petty drama, you know? Too much fear and, like, she was technically married or getting a divorce or something. So, you know, I don't know. And then, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, I could criticize someone's flaws, but it's better to build them up and, you know, give them improvements in micro doses. I mean, my improvement right now is getting rich, you know what I mean? I'm not super fucking rich right now. I'm not a millionaire, you know, but I'm getting closer and closer to that every day because I'm executing. My execution is almost perfect right now. My diet, my exercise, my morning routine, and my productivity is at an all-time high right now. I'm very proud of that. You know, and I'd like a relationship, but if a girl's going to say, hey, you don't have enough money to take me out all the time and buy me shit, then I'm going to say, you know, on to the next. But when I am a billionaire, trillionaire, I guess gifts wouldn't cost as much to me as they cost me now in terms of percentage of my disposable income. So if, you know, $1,000 is only a dollar to me in the future, I suppose I don't really give a fuck, right? I suppose I would just be like, okay, here's $5, aka $5,000, and, you know, we're going to smash and you're going to do what I tell you to do. Right, I guess it's a sad reality that women can be bought, but then again, men can be bought by an attractive personality, and a pretty face and a nice body. So, you know, at the end of the day, we are all animals and we are all chasing after something. The girl wants security and money. She wants to date for network and success, but all the shit she was telling me about starting a business, like, there was zero execution, and it was all, like, I'm just hoping that a rich guy can start a business for me. Basically is what I condensed to become the truth. And I did get a little carried away, because she's cute, and she does have a really attractive personality. But at the end of the day, I know for a fact she was not going to put out unless I was going to buy her shit. And even then, she would still probably try and friend zone you and extract as much as she possibly could. So, you know, when that's the case, you just be aware. You're aware. You know, it's kind of like an employee. I felt like I was the CEO and I was offering her a job at my business, which was the possibility of a relationship, or at least, like, let's clarify, are we friends or are we going to date? Right. So it's like I'm offering a position at my company, and, you know, the resume checks out. You got a nice personality. I'm willing to do a trial, like a, you know, 1 to 3 month trial, and then we'll have to reassess what your productivity is and what you, like, I understand what you're saying you want, and I like that because I want the same thing. You know, she's saying shit like I want $1 million a month from my hair salon business and my, you know, she wants to get into cannabis. But, like, when I actually challenge her on. Anyway, at the end of the day, you got to know your worth, right? Know your worth. This chick is trying to devalue all men. I think she secretly just wants a bitch, you know what I mean? And it's peculiar because you don't meet too many girls who are like that. They're trying to do what a lot of guys are trying to do. The guy is trying to just get a lot of hoes or their thoughts or, you know, groupies. And that's generally accepted in culture. Like, men are just going to try and have sex with you, and then when they're done, they're going to put you on blast, or they'll just keep you around as a side chick. Right, girl doesn't want to feel like she's disposable. So, I mean, this has been an enlightening situation. But, you know, it all comes down to how receptive a person is to your energy, right? Like, I'm trying to motivate and influence people, especially females, right? So if a girl wants to come into my life, I'm wanting to improve her, and I'm wanting to create success. And I'm wanting her to be respectful of my business and my income, and don't be a greedy little hoe. You know what I mean? Because when I do have shit tons of money, like, there's going to be a point system. Like, you're going to earn whatever the fuck you get. Right? And then, simultaneously, don't be afraid to cut a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you have to do the ultimate, you know, pullback, and you have to do the ultimatum. It's like, are we going to do this or not? If we're not going to do this, someone else is going to do this, and I don't have fucking time for a maybe. You know what I mean? If you cannot make a decision, then I'm going to pass, because I just don't have time for this shit. Right? Which will drive up your attractiveness. And, you know, can I swing these girls who are just interested in a sugar daddy, and I can, like, overpower them and, you know, not, like, forcefully, but, like, I can actually get them to change their mind and, you know, succumb, because, like, really, we're just trying to impose our desire onto the other person, right? Her desire is, I want you to buy me all kinds of shit, and then I might have sex with you, but I probably won't, because I want to be with some billionaire, millionaire, celebrity or athlete who is just going to be my little bitch, and I'm going to control their income. That is the definition of a fucking gold digger, you know what I mean? And it's like, I had never really quite met a gold digger, you know? But met a gold digger, and interesting, like the energy was moving. The energy was moving back and forth between us, you know, for a while. But then it just, hold on a second. God damn it. Okay, hold on a second. It was moving for about 7 days. After the seventh day, it was not moving. So, you know, I need a woman who can keep my momentum moving for ever, right? And if it stops moving, then I'm going to go on to another one, right? I'm looking for a Kendall Jenner bitch. I'm looking for Ariana Grande. I'm looking for a fucking Gigi Hadid. You know what I mean? And, like, I know I'm not at the level yet in terms of financially or famous, right? But that doesn't distract me from what I want, right? So, anyways, know what you want, know yourself, don't be afraid to cut a bitch, and actually do it very quickly, and then, furthermore, yeah, you know, the energy has got to be moving freely and quickly, and the energy has got to be compounding. So the energy is not compounding. Like, I didn't get a return, and I didn't get, you know, I did get returns all the way up until last night. Last night was the ultimatum because, you know, I raised the price. I raised the ante, you know, and not in business, not everybody is going to accept your terms, you know. Like, I want to get a large stake in the company for a low price. And she's saying, no, that price is not high enough for me. And I'm saying, well, that's what I'm willing to pay. And, you know, if the answer is no, then let's just hurry up and move on to the next project. You know what I'm saying?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.